皆様、本日はビル・ヘンドリーエアをご利用いただき誠にありがとうございます。
Phil Henry here, 1-800-449-8686. So this crap, if you'll pardon the use of the word, stuff that you buy on the road. We were walking, I forget where, my wife and I, oh, I know, we were in Montecito. And that's a pretty classy place. But they got one of those, you call them tchotchke joints, like that guy referenced the shop tchotchke stuff. It's just junk. Not that I got anything against junk, but it's got to mean something to me. And we were walking, I saw this stuff in a very, very nice part of town. And I was telling her the story of, you know, going to, for instance, traveling south from Minnesota to Miami. This was back, I don't know, 5-6 years ago. I pulled off in Tennessee someplace. This is one of these Arco stations, and they had a huge tchotchke-style shop there off the interstate. Going south through Tennessee, and man, they had like Aunt Jemima jars, you know, cookie jars with the black lady, and they had rebel flags, and they had cameras and sunglasses and postcards and food, weird food, pre-wrapped peanut stuff, weird boiled peanut pre-wrapped. Man, I can't even begin to tell you what it was, but it, you know, like almost Rice Krispies squares that somebody had made 4 years ago, and they, yeah, it's still good. And those pecan cluster things. You ever been to one of those joints where they sell those pecan clusters and dates and stuff like, you know? Man, I don't eat that food, do you? One time I went into Florida. The state of Florida has these welcome stations. And when you're going down the turnpike in Florida, you get off at a welcome station if you want to, and they'll give you a free glass of orange juice, and a guy will pitch you about how great Florida is, right? I pulled into this place, man. This kid was probably about 19, 20 years old, wearing a tie, nice-looking guy. He says, coming to Florida, huh, sir? I said, yeah. Oh, man, are you making a mistake? I mean, this guy's like, you're making a big mistake. What are you talking about, man? Oh, man, they got more gunplay. Where are you going, Miami? Man, hell, they're shooting more people in Miami now, and Orlando, of course, is catching up. Oh, a whole lot of people getting off there, man. I see a guy get greased there a week ago Tuesday. And he's saying all this while he's pouring me a little cup of orange juice. Welcome to the Sunshine State. So it's an interesting subculture. And along with all of the, you know, the little things that you buy and the, you know, little pieces of food that you may or may not want to eat, like big buckets of peanuts, large tins of... Here's the thing I don't get. You into the getting those big tins of popcorn? Don't you want to make your own? Have you ever purchased a big tin of popcorn? Your grandmother buys those big tins of popcorn? Maybe that caramel corn, I get that, right? But to buy a big tin of popcorn, first of all, I'm afraid of botulism. I don't know. There's something about that. If I eat that, I'm afraid I'm going to get violently ill. But it was always the thing with popcorn. I want to pop it myself and put the butter on it. But like a bag of popcorn, and I stopped off at one of these places, and the guy was selling like purple and red popcorn. Purple and red popcorn in a bag with the little pecan clusters and the little things of orange juice and odd-looking brownies that they look like said dropped out of somebody's rear end, and it was wrapped in a kind of a cellophane, and the guy threw it in a little mesh basket there sitting near the cash register. And, oh, by the way, speaking of all of that impulse buying, why don't you just have yourself something that looks like a turd for lunch? Somebody's got to be buying this stuff, but I'm going to tell you something. I've never, ever, ever seen anybody do it. I've been into all those joints. I've never seen anybody buy anything more than a postcard and maybe a T-shirt. I've never seen a guy go in there and purchase the, you know, like a little miniature wigwam or something like that. Yeah, or whatever, a Davy Crockett gun. And the people that you see in there are fantastic, too. You know, they're all off the road. They're buying all that stuff. I don't know what the name of this thing is, but there's a big stand at the border of Georgia and Florida. It's huge. It's a big plantation-style, off-the-turnpike food joint. They have gas. They have food. Man, they look like you could sleep there for the night. It looks like it's almost like a hotel or something. Big plantation-style joint. And you can get that multicolored corn in there and that weird-ass popcorn stuff. And you can get those pecan clusters and, you know, food like dates and stuff. You can go in there and get all of that. And send it around the world. So when I walked in there, I don't know what I was going to get. I was going to get a Coke, pack of cigarettes back in my smoking days. God, would I like one of those right now. And I don't know what else, maybe a couple of Coke, you know, whatever. And I see people lined up 15 deep, and they're sending multicolored popcorn to Venezuela, to their friends. You know, they have friends in South Africa. They're sending big bags of popcorn. And the big sign, it says, you know, send around the world. We ship anywhere. And they're getting big tins of caramel corn and mailing it to Seattle. You ever got one of those in the mail? You ever got a big tin of, have you ever gotten like a big thing of dates from Seattle, you know, like from the desert? Somebody mailed it to you. They got, you know, you can mail it anywhere in the world. Mail our pecan clusters anywhere in the world. I wanted to go through like a Moscow phone book, find some guy, most likely a dude who's really hungry and he's living on vodka, and send him a box of pecan clusters. Just pick them out of the phone book. See if the guy, you know, hey, maybe something you'd like. You hungry? Here, try this. Try this, Boris. So they have people standing there getting that. And it's a fantastic business, but that's the only thing I've ever seen anybody buy. I've never seen them buy the keychains, nothing. But that is the culture. It's the road culture, like I was saying. And that is what my friends are making all of their money on. And you know the marketing, Mike? We sell a CD. We do not sell T-shirts at this show. We don't sell coffee mugs. We don't. What's the other crap we could sell? Do you know the money we could make? And I'm being very honest with you. Forget about giving it to charity. Stickers. Do you know the dough we could make? You know, like Premier licenses the show, but I mean, I get a little piece of that action. I like some of the Phil Henry bumper stickers, a couple of them keychains or something. I don't know. Toilet paper, anything. You know, my kisser on the toilet paper, I'd sell like freaking hotcakes. Sipper cups. Maybe the little sippered frisbees and stuff. Take a piece of that action. Now you're talking some real money. Mouse pads with my big fat bald head on that. Now you're talking some real change. But do I think of this stuff? No, no. What I do is I put out a CD. We give all the money to charity. Well, we're going to start a marketing arm of this here Phil Henry show very, very soon, my friend. The other thing that I could do, and this is a scam like you wouldn't believe, I could do a broadcast workshop. Have you ever seen this? You know how this works? You know, let me tell you how it works. Here's what I do, because I've seen other clowns in my business do this. I take out an ad in a newspaper, in a trade, something. The Phil Henry Broadcast Workshop. Learn how one of the great creative minds of radio does it. Send your kid to the Phil Henry Broadcast Workshop. 6 weeks, only, or maybe not even 6 weeks. I can make it 4 weeks, only $1,000 a kid. I get 20, 30 kids. That's 30 G's in 1 month I just made. 4 week broadcast workshop. Happens all the time. You know what I do? I bring them to the radio station here. I show them, yeah, this is a microphone. See, go ahead, try it out.
Hi, testing, 1, 2.
Real good, Eddie. You're on your way, man. Now read this crap here.
President Clinton said today,
and you know, next thing you know, you got the kid believing he's the next Edward R. Murrow. Or, you know, JoJo White or whatever. And I just copped 30 grand. I put that in my pocket. I'm on easy street. But do I think of that stuff? No, because I'm so above board. I'm going to do that broadcast workshop thing. You want a piece of this? Mike, you want a piece of this? I'll let you in. I'll give you 10% of this stuff. That's 3 G's just for your time and trouble, just for your good looks. Anybody want to be in a Phil Henry broadcast workshop, man? You drop me a postcard. Care of Premier Radio Networks, and you know, you're in solid. It's only a G, and you can sit in front of a microphone with your finger in your ear. That's the first thing you got to do is sit in front of the microphone and shove your thumb in your ear, and you're on your way. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Chatsworth, hi. Chatsworth, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yeah, Phil, how you been?
Good.
Great show tonight, as always. You was talking about places what people go to?
Yeah, kid, back off the phone a little bit.
I'm sorry.
Just back off the phone.
Yeah, you were talking about...
Get a little bit closer.
You were talking about...
All right, hold on for just a second. Tell this kid to... Get either just a nice, moderate place to the phone. Kid, you there?
Yeah. You were talking about places what you've been to, and my mom took us to a place, and I don't remember where it was right now. I'm trying very hard to remember. God damn it. Where was this place?
Please watch your language, too, kid, okay?
Yeah. No, I'm sorry. It had the largest ball of yarn, I mean string.
The largest ball of string?
Yeah. The largest ball of string in the world. And it was some place that we went to, but I don't remember where.
All right, well, let me ask you something, kid. Is this a place that exists, or is this something that...
No. It really exists.
This isn't something in your mind?
No. It's a real thing. And we went there, and we went... See, my mom, we don't really go to Disneyland or nothing like that because we don't have a lot of money. So my mom takes us to Bitchiner Place is what we go to. And this place had a big ball of string, and it had a corn cob house.
A big ball of string.
And a corn cob house.
And a corn cob house.
But I don't know where it is.
When did you go there, kid?
A couple of summers ago, we were traveling. We've seen a lot of stuff. I seen a buffalo and an Indian kid, too. That was out in Wyoming.
A big ball of string, a buffalo and an Indian kid, too.
Yeah. What you did was, the kid come out, and he's wearing them Indian clothes, and then he'll go, hey. You throw money at him. And
That's awfully sad. Is a little Indian boy doing a dance?
Yeah, he's doing a rain dance.
Don't you find that sad?
Sad about what?
Don't you find it sad that a little Indian boy is dancing for the pennies of tourists?
Whatever. I mean, it wasn't like I did it to him.
I'm not saying that you did it to him. There's something heartrending about an Indian child dancing so that tourists can throw nickels at him.
Whatever. I mean, we were only there for a couple of minutes, and then we moved on. We pushed on because we were trying to make Chicago. That's where my aunt lives.
All right, well, I don't know where your ball of yarn lives, man, and I don't know where your corncob house was, but...
Yeah, a corncob house near the ball of string.
Victorville on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hey, what's up, Phil?
How are you?
Hey, I'm great. Hey, good show. Just gave me a nice reminder.
Great show, as always, Phil.
Thank you.
About Wall Drug in South Dakota, man.
Wild oh, place. Wall Drug in South... I know that place.
Yeah.
Somebody sent me a...
Into Wall Drug?
Huh?
I say, you've seen the bumper stickers. I've been to Wall Drug.
Somebody sent me one. Somebody sent me one when I was in Minnesota, when I was in Minneapolis. They sent me a Wall Drug. They sent me a whole bunch of stuff from this joint.
Was it somebody you didn't like?
No, it's a listener. It's some listener.
No kidding? Yeah, it was the most disappointing thing you could ever imagine.
No, Wall Drug is... Now, what is this place? Don't they advertise it on the interstate as you're approaching South Dakota?
On the interstate, man. I'm telling you, from Wyoming, it's got to be easy.
Yeah, I've heard of that place.
Hey, kid, shut the hell up.
Well, we got big signs that say you're getting up there.
Well, Wall Drug supposedly is like a nothing, right?
It's a major just out in the middle of nowhere, and it's like the famous Wall Drug, but it's like in the middle of nowhere, and it's
well, what do they got there,
shop.
Man? Is it a place to go and get cigarettes, or what is it?
Yeah, a trinket shop, yeah.
Oh.
You know, they sell all sorts of little doodads and knickknacks.
So they invested all of their money in billboards.
Yeah.
Good idea.
They're raking it in, though, man, because when we were there... The place is busier than I'll get out, man. There's all sorts of people from every place you'd ever want to imagine.
What's in South Dakota? Isn't Mount Rushmore in South Dakota?
Mount Rushmore, correct.
Is that why people
are far from
Mount Rushmore? Is that on the way to Mount Rushmore then?
You know what? It's been such a long time ago.
Did you ever see a movie called North by Northwest?
Who?
You.
No. Me?
No, the other you.
No.
No. Okay.
Yeah,
well, in the movie North by North, in the movie North by Northwest, the character played by James Mason lives in this beautiful house that's just a few miles from Mount Rushmore. I mean, it's a beautiful modern home built into the side of the mountain, just a few miles from Mount Rushmore. And I wondered if there are homes like that near Mount Rushmore, because if there are, it wouldn't be a bad vacation spot. I mean, you know, in the movie North by Northwest, if you ever saw it, and I know a lot of you young creeps probably haven't, so that's tough, so I have, so just listen for a second and let me indulge myself. Cary Grant and I forget who else. Who was the woman? Eva Marie Saint. They're hanging from, like, George Washington's nose. They're running from Martin Landau, who is chasing them. And he wants to kill them. You see the movie, Craig? And he wants to kill them. And they're climbing down the rock face of Mount Rushmore. And they're literally, like, hiding behind his nose and his eye. And the guy is, you know, trying to get him. And eventually, they fall off the cliff. The bad guys fall. And, you know, those wonderful 1950s, 1940s movie screams. You know, they go, "Aah!" You know, and he hits the bottom of the canyon there. But they were running along the rock face, the tops of the heads of the presidents, and then climbing down their noses and stuff. But they're running from this home that was kept by James Mason, and it's this beautiful pad. I mean, it's got a it's like kind of a 50s modern home with a big stone fireplace, and looked like, you know, all the amenities, you know, a convection oven, etc. Sub-zero. And, you know, I lived in Minnesota, and I can only imagine, that's kind of backward there, not the Twin Cities, but the rest of it, I can only imagine what South Dakota was. I mean, we used to make fun of the callers from South Dakota, but I could not imagine for the life of me that there are homes, beautiful custom homes near Mount Rushmore. But if there are, for, oh, Kim Novak, no, it wasn't Kim Novak. No, it was not Kim Novak. Would somebody, some dumbass call up with that? No, they're wrong. Kim Novak was in Vertigo. In North by Northwest, it was Eva Marie Saint. It was Eva Marie Saint. It wasn't no Kim Novak. I got a major news flash. All right, 1-800-521-KFI. Let's go to Chatsworth. Hello.
Yeah, Phil, great show as always.
Oh, Jesus.
I think it was Kim Novak.
So anyway, 1-800-449-8686. That's the guy, huh? Hey, let me get on, man. I think it was Kim Novak. Don't forget, on Saturday, we are at the Sit and Sleep in Tarzana. It starts at noon, ends at 3. We're signing our CDs. All the money goes to my friend's place. That's on Ventura Boulevard in Tarzana on Saturday, noon to 3. It's Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. What, kid?
I found out where the second biggest ball of twine is, but I don't know about the biggest one. And the thing that people are...
You got to back off of the phone. Hold on for a minute there. Tell this kid to back off the phone. You got to back off of the phone, and then we can talk, okay?
One is.
All right, here's West Fargo on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yeah, I was just calling to let this guy know that I think it's in Darwin, Minnesota.
Where?
Darwin, Minnesota.
Where are you at?
I'm in West Fargo, North Dakota.
Yeah, that's right. That's near there.
Well, not really. It's about 200 miles.
West Fargo, North Dakota?
Well, away from
Minnesota.
Yeah.
Where's Darwin, Minnesota?
Darwin, Minnesota is by Litchfield. It's about an hour out of the cities.
What cities?
Twin Cities.
Twin Cities, Minneapolis and St. Paul.
Is it cold where you are?
Yeah.
I guess so, man. Where are you, West Fargo?
Yeah.
Jesus, is it snowing or what?
Actually, we just got done with snow yesterday, so...
You know, you ought to have a nip of brandy or something to keep you warm.
Trust me, I do enough of that.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so it's a big ball of string, and it's in Darwin, Minnesota.
Yeah, it's enclosed in, like, a corn bin, and they have, like, glass all around it and all that stuff, so I don't know if
in a corn bin?
Yeah.
Hey, do you know where that house is in South Dakota that's, like, it's made out of corn cobs or something?
I don't know, but there's a place in Minnesota called Olivia, Minnesota, called the Corn Capital, and they've got a huge... corn cob out in the middle of nowhere in this small little rural town, but I don't know, that might be something too.
They got a huge corn cob where?
Right in the middle of they made a big corn maze, you know, a big maze in a cornfield, and they've got a huge corn cob in the middle of it.
Now, you, the kid in Chatsworth, you've been to these places?
Well, we don't go to Disneyland or nothing like that, so my mom and I took a road trip. We went to see my aunt in Chicago, and we seen the corn cob.
But you didn't know where it was.
No, I didn't know where it was. What? What's so funny?
Nothing, just not knowing where you went.
Well, no, I don't know what state it was in. All I seen was a huge corn cob.
All right, well, the huge corn cob is in Minnesota, and the ball of twine is in Darwin, Minnesota. And
boy, do they need stuff to do in Minnesota, huh, sir? But anyway, the second biggest one, Mr. Henry, is in Cocker City, Kansas, the second biggest one.
Second biggest one what?
The ball of twine one.
Oh, okay. Hey, well, listen, pal, thanks for the call tonight.
Well, hey, I just wanted to set some things straight, man.
Well, what did we get wrong?
Well, I just wanted you to know where it was.
Hey, what about that thing Mr. Henry was saying about if they have houses at the place where them people were?
You know, I've never been to Mount Rushmore.
That's Mount Rushmore. So. I don't know. Yeah, it was in a movie. Anyway, pal, thanks a lot.
Well, thanks. Thank you.
Okay, bye. Clearwater, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hi.
Is it Phil?
Yeah, hi.
Hi. Listen, I just wanted to call and give you some information about for this boy that's called in. Where the corn palace is, it's in Mitchell, South Dakota.
Yeah, where's the corn cob, though?
It's made out of corn cobs. The facade of the building is all covered with products from the cornfields.
But didn't they have a place where there was a giant corn cob?
Well, it's called the Corn Palace.
The Corn Cob?
No, it's called the Corn Palace, and it's covered with corn cobs and colored corn
products. And a lot of different corn products?
Yes.
Have you been there?
Oh, many times.
Yeah, I went there. It was pretty interesting. They gave a tour
and
of it.
It's on the way to the Mount Rushmore and the Badlands and the Black Hills of South Dakota.
Yeah, I seen Mount Rushmore. That's pretty bitchin' because it's really cool to look at. And then I also seen Old Faithful, but that's not near there.
No, that's in Wyoming. It's Yellowstone. But Phil was
one
wondering.
One time, though, it was really funny. They were cleaning off Mount Rushmore, Mr. Henry, because they have guys that go up there and they'll, like, do some sandblasting and stuff. What'll clean it off?
Right.
Anyway, one of the guys was, like, up in the nostril of George Washington. Looked like George Washington had a booger hanging from his nose, but it was only one of the guys that was cleaning off the pigeon crap and stuff.
The what?
The guy that was clean.
I got it. Okay, so the guy looked like it was a booger hanging out of his nose.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, dear. Phil, you know, you were asking about the house that's up there on the top of Mount Rushmore from the movie North by Northwest.
Yeah.
What about
There isn't any house like that up there. It's just kind of a fanciful peak at the top.
Uh-huh.
And that's where the workmen go down, or they did go when they were building Rushmore, blasting it out, and now they clean it.
Well, this house in the movie is a beautiful home, you know, you've seen it. And
so how did it get there if they don't have one there?
But it's not there. It was a movie set.
Well, how did it get up there?
It wasn't up there. It was the movies.
I know it was the movies, but the house was in the mountains.
Yes, but it wasn't on the top of Mount Rushmore because there are no houses up there.
Whereabouts do you think it was?
I said
on
it was
a movie set.
And
on a movie set is where it was. So they imagined that somebody would have some really cool pad up there in South Dakota.
Well, there are houses like that in the Black Hills.
What about that place where he shot the guy?
But not on the top of Mount Rushmore.
Do they have a place where you can get food and stuff?
Where Mount Rushmore?
Yeah, where he shot the guy.
Oh, yes, that was, of course, now this was like 40-some years ago.
What do you mean, do they have a place where you can get food and stuff where he shot the guy?
There's a part in the movie where he shot the guy.
Yeah.
And you can get, like, Jell-O and hamburgers.
Yes, well, it was a cafeteria and
yeah, that's it, cafeteria, buffet-style dining.
That's right.
Good for you. Okay. Ma'am, thank you very much.
Yes, enjoy.
Yeah, I had that in the movie, too.
Great. I didn't know you were an expert. Yes, ma'am?
I was just going to say that climbing around on the monuments was certainly not done. It was all movie set. It was
what
all
about that corn palace again? Give me the name of that town it's in.
Mitchell, South Dakota.
You know the interstate?
It's on the interstate. Central South Dakota.
Yeah, which one is that?
Oh, whatever. I bet you it's 35 or some crap like that.
Look at a map.
When I get my license, I'm going back there.
Yes, it's beautiful country.
It holds many fond memories for me.
Yeah. South Dakota is a very nice state.
Are you from there, ma'am?
No.
Where are you from originally?
Well, you get out of here. Thank you.
Wisconsin.
Yeah, it's great. Thanks. It holds many fond memories. Brea on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hey, Phil. Great show.
How are
as
you?
Always.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Hey, check it out. In the summer,
great
I was on a
show
road...
is up.
Oh, God.
RC, put a go bull with butter.
Chill,
or
man.
Yeah,
I have many fond memories of the Corn Cob Palace. Yeah, go ahead.
I was on a road trip through Kansas in August.
Road trip!
Yeah.
And off of Highway 80, we kept seeing these signs for the 6,000-pound prairie dog, right? So finally, it's like there's all these signs that say, like, six-legged cow and stuff like that. So we're rolling along, and finally we see the off-ramp. We get off. We go up, and it's this little tiny, like, backyard farm. It looks really disgusting, and there's, like, sheep running around all over the place. So we're looking for the 6,000-pound prairie dog. But we're looking all around for it, and they have buffalo and all this stuff. So we go back up to the counter. We're going, hey, where's the 6,000-pound prairie dog? And this little, like, Opie Taylor-looking lady with, I mean, seriously, like, I mean, just bad, right? I mean, you know, her uncle and sister related some, you know, in some other foreign way. Anyways, check it out. So we're sitting there, and we go, so where the hell is this prairie dog at? And she's all, oh, didn't you see the statue? And we're like, the statue? We're looking for a huge prairie dog.
Oh, you thought you were going to find an 8,000-pound prairie dog?
Yeah, and it's a statue.
Well,
and we're
dude.
Like, we want our money back. And she's like, oh, you guys.
You thought you were going to find a giant prairie dog, like something out of a Peter Graves science fiction movie.
We were really hoping to, like, see something that was injected with steroids for 20 years or 8, something.
8,000-pound prairie dog.
Well, we were
get out of here. Nice try, though. 1-800-449-8686. You know, I wanted to do a documentary once, and I might still do this, of all those weird tourist places that are not necessarily multi-million dollar extravaganzas and amusement parks. For instance, if you go out Interstate 10 toward the desert, and I don't know where it is exactly. I think it's past, you know, you're on your way to Beaumont. There's a place called Bible Land. Have you ever seen that? And it's like off the interstate there. It's off of 10. It says Bible Land. And you get off, and I guess you park, and you go and visit all the high points of the Bible, like where Noah's Ark. And it's some place, it looks like some guy just built it out of dirt with a shovel and went and bought some crap at a store and put it there. And maybe it was, you know, like he was cured of cancer and decided that this would be his monument to God. But it's called Bible Land. And you go and you know, like for instance, the cave where Lazarus was raised from the dead. It's just some little dirt hole the guy dug. Just dug a hole with this is where Lazarus was raised. And then, you know, where Jesus was, you know, nailed to the cross. The guy just stuck three crosses in some dirt with a little walkway, you know, some paving stones that he got over at a Home Depot. And that's Bible Land. And I don't know if it costs anything to go in there, but I would love to stop there someday and just film the whole thing and, you know, talk to the guy and crap. Then there's another place out in the desert with a giant dinosaur. Have you seen that one? What's that up? Can you go inside that thing? Or it's a huge dinosaur at a gas pump. And, you know, just weird things like that. You know, those trout farms. Here's something from Terry Ray Elmer. This is from our news department, ladies and gentlemen. Dateline Lansing, Michigan. The world's largest lug nut is located in downtown Lansing, on top of an old smokestack, one block south of Oldsmobile Park, home of the Lansing Lugnuts Class A team of the Chicago Cubs. It looks to me like it would fit the world's largest tire in Detroit, so says Brent Robinson. The world's largest... Did you get a load of that?
Yeah, we went there too! My mom stopped off...
Okay, fine. So that's pretty cool. And that's the name of the team there in Lansing. They're called the Lansing Lugnuts, Class A. 1-800... Oh, they tore Bible Land down? Let me see if this guy in Anaheim. Hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hey, Phil, how you doing?
Good, pal. How are you?
Very good. Hey, yeah, we used to drive out to Palm Springs 2-3 times a year, and we used to pass Bible Land. The last time we went, it's all gone. They've got condos built there now.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Did you ever stop in there?
I didn't stop there, but those dinosaurs, we did stop in those.
Yeah.
And it used to be like a diner for like 50 years ago, and it's just like a museum, and I don't think they've cleaned it in 50 years.
Oh, that's too bad about Bible Land, man. I would have loved to have gone in there and you know, talked to the guy and stuff.
Yeah,
but
I never saw anybody there like collecting tickets or anything, but I would always see one or two cars parked there, and that would be about it.
Yeah, one or two people. Maybe that was the guy who ran it or whatever.
I have no idea.
Just your, y'all, welcome to coming to Bible Land. It won't cost you a nickel. Just get out of your car, take a tour, no problem. Well, how much do I owe you, old man? No, it's absolutely free.
Yeah.
Okay, pal, thanks.
Hey, thanks for the great show.
Thank you. Great show as always. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. It's Phil Hendry Show here. 1-800-449-8686. What, RC?
Yeah. Is Bud there?
Bud.
Yeah, right here, RC.
Yeah. Tell Phil what we seen last summer.
Yeah, I was going to tell you about it.
What?
Well, we were at Pismo Beach.
What did you guys see?
And we were at Pismo Beach, California.
What, RC? What did you guys see?
I'm sorry. We're at Pismo Beach, California. We saw a giant clam statue.
Big deal. You guys saw a giant clam statue. What is so funny about seeing a giant clam statue? Grow up, will you? They go to Pismo Beach and they see a giant clam statue. You guys done? Okay, I'm going to put you on hold until you grow up. Hey, we went to Pismo Beach and saw you. Get out of here, okay, bud? Get out of here. You saw the giant clam statue? Get out of here. And here's one here. Hey, Mike, I've been here. Shields Date Gardens in Indio, California has a movie called The Romance and Sex Life of the Date. And you can go into this place and get a date shake, which is delicious. And you get this date shake. It's fantastic. When are we breaking? 53 what? 53, 35? Oh, we're breaking now. Crap, I wanted to take this guy's call about, never mind, in Fort Lauderdale. So anyway, they have this movie. You drink a date shake and you watch The Romance and Sex Life of the Date. Basically, it's about how to plant dates. It's got nothing to do with really anything. Is that turned up? Turn the music up, Craig, okay? Don't be shy with that crap. Oh, it's not crap, it's the cult. Phil Hendry Show. What?
Is this a song called Clam Woman?